Over 2,000 followers can't be wrong. Follow us on Twitter, radio_gorgeous. Thanks, darlings. Mwah. And welcome to Radio Gorgeous. My name's Josephine Pembroke, and I'm here with Miss
Donna Freed.
How are you, Miss Donna Freed?
I'm very well.
Great. Now, today we are, well, it's Food Week this week. All our shows are about food.
Yummy.
But I want to talk about toxic friends. In fact, you're one of them.
I
can't bear you.
You're horrible to me.
Well, that's what it is. I've been looking up toxic friends on the internet. And number one, it says, don't be friends with someone that doesn't like you.
I like you. A little bit.
Do you?
Yeah. A little bit.
I remember being friends with this girl who, well, we're in a band together. And she used to say things to me like, you'd look so much better if your legs were 5 inches longer. That was one of the ones.
Or, did you tell her, and you'd look so much better if your head wasn't stuck up your ass.
And she'd say things like, the thing about you, Josephine, is you just look like a sort of ordinary, an ordinary girl. That's the thing about you. You've just got ordinary looks.
Why did you keep the friendship?
I kept it because I was fascinated by her, to be honest.
Ah.
Yeah. She had sort of sexual power over men. Mm-hmm. And that's what I would love to have. She had these two men who were desperately in love with her. Mm. And they both didn't mind each other. It was like a menage a trois, you know. So they put up with each other just so they could be near her. And I found this just fascinating. And also she had a kind of charisma, which you either loved or hated her. Mm. And most people hated her, but I still was, it was really weird, this attraction. But luckily she's not in my life anymore. And she let me down very, very badly.
Have you ever been, because I've been thinking about this, like what the worst thing I have done as a friend?
Okay, tell me what you've done.
Well, I have, happily, I still have her as a friend, considering I was such a shitbag. But yeah, she was going through a very stressful time in her life and she was staying at my house. But I kind of couldn't deal with how much sort of attention, she needed, and just sobbing at all hours. Mm. And there was one night, you know, it's the middle of the night and somebody's crying. Like, you don't just pretend
you couldn't sleep. Yeah, yeah.
You don't just pretend you don't see them and walk and go to the bathroom and creep back to your bed because you don't want
to
deal
with it. I would.
Well, that's what I did. Yeah. That's what I did.
And did she hear you do that?
Yes, yes.
And she was annoyed that you didn't go into the bedroom and comfort her. What friend is this?
Yeah.
She sounds like a demanding cow.
Well, but if you were going through a crisis in your life, wouldn't you want help?
Yes, but, you know, you need your sanity, Donna. You need to go to bed, you know, and also you're sick of her, aren't you? I mean, that's the thing.
That
it
point.
Says, another thing on a friend is you don't want a friend that's always stressed. Now, she wasn't always stressed, but was she a demanding friend then in that way, apart from that?
Well, it's also because I didn't see what the big fuss was about. So I was being a bit judgmental about it.
Again,
well.
Yeah. Look, I don't care that you've lost two legs and your husband's left you.
Get over it. Yeah, exactly. Come on, buck up.
So are you still her friend?
Yes. But so have you been a toxic friend?
I think the thing about me is because of the kind of self-obsession, people always say, oh, stop going on about yourself, you know? Mm. And my friend, I was always kind of homeless in London. I always slept on people's flats, in flats. What do you call that in the
apartments?
States? No, I mean, you do
sofa this, surfing.
Yeah, I did sofa surfing for a long time. My friend said she'd wake up, we'd been clubbing all night, and I would be doing the I Ching, this thing of knowing the future. I'd be like doing ching, 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 ching. And all I'd want to know is about my future, my, you know, my fame, my boyfriends, my life, you know. And it's like people just got a bit sick of me, you know. Yeah.
I was a bit of an overkill drama queen myself back in the day.
You think that's what I'm trying to say? Anyway, so the friend that's always stressed. I had a friend in Dorset who she just was always, I'd say not stressed, but always, everything's going wrong. You know, oh, my life's just so, everything's wrong and everything's, and I don't want to hang around with people that are just always negative.
Yeah. Well, it's the negativity. Yeah.
Yeah. It kind of, and you left a feeling, All she did was talk about how bad her life was. She never once asked me, and how are you?
Mm.
That's what you want. You just want someone to say, anyway, you know, it can go on for a bit because that's what a friend's for, but say, and anyway, how are you?
Well, I don't, that and also the idea of like not doing anything to change things.
Yes, yes.
That's what gets me. It's like, really? So we're just going to, being moany is good enough?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that's what we're doing about this?
Yeah, we want action, don't we, Donna? Yes. Yeah, we want results. Yeah. We're so like men, aren't we?
RadioGorgeous.com.
Now, the other friend, it says the friend who always argues with you. Do you have any friends that try and argue with you? I try and argue with my husband all the time.
I'm trying to think if I'm argumentative or if there's people who argue with me all the time. I would say challenge you on everything. I do find that tiresome.
You have got, yeah.
Who are constantly challenging you and, you know.
See, I'm not friends. I'll never be friends with anyone that challenges me.
Yeah.
Because I like getting my own way all the time.
I know. I've learned my lesson. I'm quiet as a mouse now.
Exactly.
I challenge nothing.
Now, another thing is the friend that uses you.
Mm.
And that is, we all use each other to a degree, but I'll never forget when I was starting, when I had my band Pussies Galore, and I met this girl, and she suddenly was like in my life, and she wanted me, you know what I mean? She wanted my band, she wanted me, she was kind of like a sucking away sort of myself, you know, because I was getting publicity. She wanted to be on the front cover with me in a magazine. She managed it. She wheedled away. She persuaded me to start a nightclub with her. She kind of, and the end, I was thinking like, there wasn't a good vibe behind it. You know, there wasn't, it was just pure like, you know, being sucked by her, sucked dry. And I'm not friends with her anymore. And we did end on bad terms because I just never really, there was no return. You know what I mean? It's like, if you're sharing a lot with people, then you sort of want them to share back.
Yes.
And also I had another friend who I still see a bit, but whenever I saw her, it was always me talking, entertaining, you know, having the ideas of the conversations, you know, really giving. And she just sat there. You know, and sort of answered me. And it's like, this is one way. You know, I really want someone to be up there with me, you know, in the banter, having a laugh, giving some witticism, you know, or opinions.
I had a friend I can't say it was a friend. I knew a guy in college, and literally every time he came up to me, I knew he wanted something.
Wow.
He would not say hi to me. He would barely acknowledge me at other times. And then I'd see him coming across, you know, we'd be sitting in the snack bar or something. I'd see him coming across, you know, smiling over at me. And I just hand out the pack of cigarettes or whatever it was. I'm like, what do you want, Mark? Obviously, you're here for something. And he'd be like, oh, great. Thanks. Do you mind? I'm like, clearly not. But yeah, that was, you know, so that's what I think of someone using, like when you know, if the phone rings.
Mm.
It's only because they need something.
But I am a little bit like that because I feel like I've got such a busy life. is this trying to have an excuse?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, no, today I rang my sister for no reason. I mean, the thing is, in the end, it's my oldest friends that I, you know, adore, even though I adore you too. I love you so much, Donna.
Yay.
Anyway, what's happening on Radio Gorgeous?
We're eating.
Oh,
yes,
great.
Food. Yum,
we
yum,
love
yum.
Eating.
Yes. Yes.
We love it. You're a savoury person. And yes. I've just eaten a fig downstairs, dried one. So I know I'm a little bit of a sweetie person.
Yes.
But what did you go out? You did some Vox Pops this week. What was the question?
What is your favourite pudding? And the best part about that is that English people, they automatically, is it one I have to have been able to make? Americans would never even say that. Americans were like, Oreos or, yeah, you know, yeah, whatever,
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's those bloody baking programs. Anyway, let's have a listen.
Right.
Favorite pudding.
Apricot crumble.
What's your name and where are you from?
Maxine Stocking. I'm from London.
Excellent. An apricot crumble.
Yes, from school. It's never been repeated the same as my school dinner, ladies.
Hannah Santagini from London. Do I have to be able to make it?
No.
No.
You have to be able to eat it.
Okay, be able to eat it. I think it's probably tiramisu.
A semi-fredo. Gotta love it.
Hey, Niamh McGale from
Ireland, and anything with chocolate.
Anything with chocolate. Anything with chocolate. Chocolate covered scorpion? You'd
perhaps
eat it.
Not that. Depends on how much chocolate.
bread pudding, what my mum makes.
And you are?
Christine Galbraith from Clapham, London.
Hello, this is Bree from London. And I've been standing here for at least 2 minutes trying to think of my favourite pudding, and I like too many.
What's your top three?
I love creme caramel because it's one of the first things I ever made myself as a 12-year-old. Sticky toffee pudding.
You're obsessed with that. You have it all the time.
And then probably, maybe like tiramisu for the coffee goodness.
My name is Susan Stanley, and I'm from Dublin, but I live in London. I think my favourite, all-time favourite pudding is chocolate fondant with salted caramel ice cream.
Do you make it yourself?
I have done, not the ice cream, but it's a Nigella recipe. They're these mini chocolate pots, and they are incredible. You don't want to see what goes in there, though. Like butter and chocolate. So good!
Sorry, just pudding means dessert?
Yeah.
Okay, grand. That's very English.
I know, I had to learn that too.
Well, then I guess my favourite pudding would be like banoffee pie.
Mm. So. What makes a banoffee so nice?
Banana and toffee. Combo.
My favourite pudding, when I was pregnant, I was obsessed with oatmeal cookie ice, and it was in cinnamon ice cream.
Wow, that sounds quite nice.
Pots and pots and pots of Ben and Jerry's. This is why I was all enormous. Right.
Thank you so much. And we really want to know whether you are toxic yourself or whether you've got toxic friends. info@radiogorgeous.com. Thank you so much for all our Vox Pops guests. Hope you enjoyed being on Radio Gorgeous. Thanks so much, Donna. And thanks so much, Ella, for editing. This has been a Radio Gorgeous production for Radio Gorgeous 2015.